which is PR 2020-3626, preliminary final plat SD 2020-130, DPM waiver VA 2020-360 for Julian and Susana Kuo at 1540 Van Cleve Northwest. So I'm looking for our agent, Mr. Archuleta with Architect Park and Plan Land Use Consultants. All right. Thank you. We're wearing down a little bit here, Mr. Archuleta. Okay, we're into minor cases, so why don't you go ahead and give us an update?
Yes, good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is a request for an interior lot line adjustment. The case was deferred last week in an effort to address a comment from transportation dealing with an existing power pole that's in the middle of the sidewalk, just to ensure that there's a clearance and not have any obstructions as part of that. Since then, a supplemental submittal was turned in and reviewed by Ms. Wolfenbarger, and hopefully taking care of this so we can complete this project. So I'm here for comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any member of the public wishing to speak on item number 8? Okay, not seeing anyone. Let's go to board comments. Water Authority.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. There's no objection for the plat. For the DPM waiver, I defer to transportation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed this project for compliance with the IDO and has no objections at this time.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. No comments and no objection.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. No objection.
Thank you.
Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the platting action. Prior to final sign-off from transportation, we need to make sure that a bulb out is in place around the power pole to make sure ADA requirements are met along the frontage of Van Cleve. And that is something that I am able to take delegation on. That needs to be in place prior to my signature.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Wolfenbarger. Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We just need to get the utility of MAFCA signatures on the plat and a copy of the DXF file approval email from Aegis. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny item number 8. And if you're accepting delegation, please summarize the delegation and the time needed.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I accept delegation for providing a bulb out around the power pole in front of the property prior to my signature.
And you approve?
Yes.
With that delegation?
I approve. This is Jean with Transportation. I approve the delegation.
Okay. Love that verb, approve. Okay. And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for utility and AMAFCA signatures and the Aegis DXF file. Okay. There is a consensus vote to approve item number 8 and project PR 2020-3626 preliminary final plat SD 2020-130 DPM waiver VA 2020-360. Because the applications meet all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to transportation and planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. Thank you, Mr. Archuleta. Aren't you glad you spent all morning with us?
That's what I do.
That's what you do. All right. Well, thank you. I'm glad that. I mean, it's not like you didn't have all these weeks prior to this morning, so we're glad that this one got approved for you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Let's go now to agenda item number 9, which is PR 2020-4539, preliminary final plat SD 2020-169 for Las Ventanas NM Inc. on the north side of Montgomery between Shiloh Place and Tramway Boulevard. I believe this is Mr. Aldrich, and I see you there. Good morning.
Good morning, Board. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah. Mr. Aldrich, go ahead and give us an update here.
Madam Chair, my name is Tim Aldrich with Aldrich Land Surveying. I'm representing Las Ventanas, New Mexico, Incorporated. We've submitted a plan of minor plat to move four interior lot lines to make this site match up with what the building department wanted. And right now, I believe that I think everyone's okay with the plat presently. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Aldrich. Do you have your fingers crossed?
Yes, ma'am, I certainly do.
You certainly do, okay. Is there any member of the public wishing to speak on item number 9? Please let us know. Not seeing anyone. Okay, let's go to Water Authority.
David Xeris, Water Authority, there's no objection.
Code Enforcement.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement reviewed this project for compliance with the IDO at length and has no objection. Or no.
Yes, you did review this at length.
And apologies
Let's
for
put
the
an
panic
exclamation
attack.
Point there. Yeah.
Apologies for the panic attack last week.
Okay, no, good work on the part of code enforcement. That was very important work you did. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. We have no objection.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. We have no objection.
Transportation.
This is Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection. There is also a previously approved site plan.
Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We just need to have the project and application numbers added to the plat, and we need the utility and the MAFCA signatures.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And Mr. Rodenbeck, there's an infrastructure list with this project. Is that correct?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, that's correct. This is what it is.
Okay. So for the DRB members to know. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the...
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I apologize. Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. The infrastructure list is for a different project. It's not for this project. Ma'am, it's for the Arena Expedition project.
Oh, well, I'm glad you spoke up. Is there an infrastructure list for this project?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. So somehow that got in the wrong basket.
This is Jay Rodenbeck.
Madam Chair, Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. I believe that was my fault. I had responded to some a few board members concerning the other project, and I had accidentally put in the project for the project number for this project on those emails.
Okay. Any DRB member needing an infrastructure list for this project? Just to confirm. Give me some peace of mind. Okay. So I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for preliminary final plat. If you are accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. So we're voting Water Authority.
This is David Guterres, Water Authority. I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement. I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the project and application numbers to be added to the plat and utility and a MAFCA signatures.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. I am in the process of obtaining the utility signatures Some of them have changed the method with the recent COVID surge. They've changed the method of obtaining their signature. So if the board could bear with me, it may take an extra week or two to get them now. Thank you.
Okay, there is a consensus vote to approve item 9 and project PR 2020-4539, application preliminary final plat ST 2020-169, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. So Mr. Aldridge, please note that I know it can take more time to get those signatures and make sure you have all of that outside signature work done before you send in your PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck for DRB signatures.
Yes, ma'am.
That creates a smooth process. Otherwise, it gets a little chaotic. So, all right.
Madam Chair,
thank you, sir.
Aldrich Land Surveying. I will keep Mr. Rodenbeck informed as I process through there if I run into any delays so that you know where I'm at. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for your hard work on this. I know you worked hard too. And thanks for your patience this morning.
Thank you.
Okay. We are on item number 10. And let me check and see if Mr. Well, 10 is PR 2019-2811, preliminary final plat SD 2019-158. This is for Richard Chavez at 15th Street and Granite. Is Mr. Chavez or anyone representing Mr. Chavez here? No? Okay. I know that Mr. Chavez is building his sidewalk. That's a requirement for his plat. Ms. Wolfenberger, do you have a sense of a good deferral date for this case?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. The last time I was in correspondence regarding this case was last week. I had made some comments to Richard Chavez's contractor to update the plans to match what DMD wants. I have not heard back since last week.
Okay, so they actually need to complete, at the way they're approaching this, they'll need to complete the sidewalk before we can complete action on the plat, correct?
They need to complete the sidewalk and ramps prior to when we meet, yes, but they don't have approved permit yet because they haven't addressed my comments on the plans.
Okay, so would, you know, it seems like 2 weeks is probably not enough time. December 2nd would be the next possible. That's 4 weeks from now. Do you have a recommendation to me?
I think November 18th is actually possible. If they give something to me this week, I think it's quite possible. I think okay. We can just wait and see and then delegate again if we don't get what we need by Friday prior to November 18th.
Okay. Ms. Sanchez.
Hi, this is Nicole Sanchez. I'm just reviewing the DRB rules. And if an applicant is not present when the project is announced, it will be deferred. Is this an advertised case or a non-advertised case?
Non-advertised.
So it should be deferred to the end of the agenda. And if Mr. Chavez does not appear at the time it's called the second time, the project will be deferred indefinitely. And projects indefinitely deferred require reapplication and repayment of all application fees.
This is Maggie Gould, Madam Chair.
Ms. Gould, yeah.
I emailed Mr. Chavez last week and said we recommended that he deferred to the 18th because he wasn't ready with transportation. And I did not hear back from him, but I'm wondering if he misread that email as you are deferred to the 18th. And I am very hesitant to just throw him back into this process. So I don't know.
I concur, Ms. Gould. I think that this probably is a little bit of a misunderstanding, Ms. Sanchez. So I'm going to go ahead and see if there is a motion to defer. Is there a motion? Go ahead, Ms. Sommerfeld.
What would the date of deferral?
November 18th.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, and I move to defer the agenda item to November 18th.
Is there a second?
This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I second the motion.
Okay, please vote.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. I approve.
Stormy Hill, Hydrology. I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item number 10 to November 18th. Okay, so we will continue being in touch with Mr. Chavez and try to make sure he understands procedurally what he needs to do. Okay, we are on agenda item number 11. This is PR 2020-3661. Preliminary final plat SD 2020-191 for Clearbrook Investments at 8321 Glendale Northeast. And Mr. Hensley is the agent. Okay, Mr. Hensley, do you want to go ahead and give us an overview? And I think we have some things to talk to you about as well. So.
Okay, well, this is a pretty simple split of a lot into...
Do you mind, Mr. Hensley, just for the audio recording, do you just mind introducing yourself and then speaking?
Oh, I apologize. This is Ron Hensley with the group, agent for Clearbrook. This is a subdivision of a lot into two lots. We've received the comments and are prepared to discuss them.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead with, let me check. Is there anyone that wishes to speak on this agenda item from the public? I don't see anyone. Water Authority.
This is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. There's no objection to the proposed lot layout, but prior to final signature, pro rata shall be paid. The amount owed is $7,421.74 for both water and sewer. Thank you.
This is Ron Hensley. David, the mechanics of paying the pro rata. Yeah, I've got the check. How do I actually process that? Do I just submit the check with the UPC number, or how do I do that?
So this is David with Water Authority, Ron. So you'll want to coordinate with our customer service group to get that paid. They are accepting electronic payments right now. Regarding a check getting to them, I don't know if you need to mail it to them or how to get that to them. Maybe the office downtown is open for you to go down there and pay in person, but you'll want to contact our customer service division or section to clarify how that payment is accepted.
Okay, and would the pro rata be referenced in the UPC number? You know.
Yes. That'll be. They'll work with us to get the proper documentation to generate the payment.
Okay. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. According to contextual standards, 0.4432 acres meets allowable lot size. We have no additional comment.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no comments and no objection.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of August 25th, 2020. We have no objection.
Transportation.
Good morning. This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I just noted that there was a difference between the infrastructure list and the roadway cross section. The infrastructure list also showed a 5-foot sidewalk to match the roadway section and current DPM requirements. Also clarify landscaper buffer width on the roadway cross section. That's more for just clarity. And I noted there was 2 foot of asphalt shown for Glendale to establish location for the edge of the asphalt, which is fine. But I did want to note that through DRC review, more asphalt would potentially be needed to provide a stable asphalt section.
This is Ron Hensley. I concur with the comments and agree. The reason for the small asphalt connection was due to the deferred city project of the 84-inch pipe. So the final asphalt section will be part of the financial guarantee of that storm drain pipe. And you know, the final road would probably be constructed with that.
Thank you.
And I will make the corrections to the infrastructure list.
I have no further comment. This is Jean. Thanks.
Perfect. Okay, let's go to planning comments, and this is where we're going to get some speed bumps, so to speak. Let's go ahead with planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So looking at the sketch plat comments for this plat, we noted that a major preliminary and final plat applications would need to be submitted for this, and the city engineer can confirm this, Mr. Buzar. And Mr. Buzar, you're free to, jump in here and elaborate. But that's what we have determined based upon the infrastructure proposed.
This is Ron Hensley, and this is the infrastructure proposed. I believe is minimal, except for the deferred city project pipe. That would be financially guaranteed. And I don't believe that there would be any additional items before the board if this was a major versus a minor. And I believe this is as minor as you can get. So I'll stand for any further.
Do you want to bring the infrastructure list up? And then Mr. Beazer, go ahead.
Sure. If I may, I'm going to share just part of the IDO. If I can, okay. 1 second. Okay, everybody can see that the IDO section of the minor plot. Can everybody see it?
Yes, we okay. can.
So if you look at the minor subdivision requirements, it specifically says that right here under number 5 does not require installation of any infrastructure other than service connections between permitted structures on the lot. So there's like, and there's, so then the other improvements that are shown on the infrastructure list are considered major. Anything, if it's only sidewalk, minor amount of sidewalk or construction of a driveway, those are considered minor. Anything that will require building a curb and gutter, pavement, storm drain system, all those are considered major as far as the city is concerned.
This is Ron Hensley. So it's the city policy that installation of any curb and gutter requires a major subdivision action.
Yeah. Based on what it's written under the IDO, that is correct. And I understand your argument, in the past, basically it was only based on the number of lots that determined the need for major or minor. But under the IDO, my understanding is fairly clear where infrastructure improvements are needed other than minor stuff such as service connections or a small amount of sidewalk, it's considered minor. Anything besides that is considered major.
This is Ron Hensley. I don't believe that any of the submittals are following that procedure. You know, if there are many minor actions that have infrastructure beyond just sidewalk. But as I said, that I don't believe that there would be any difference in what is being presented to the board. The only difference between the two submittals is notification and amount of fee.
So, Mr. Hensley, this is Chair Wolfley. You're correct that there are some notice issues with the application going to a major action, and you were notified in your sketch plat that this would be a major action and not a minor action. So that information was given to you when you came in for sketch plat.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to point out that these are the sketch plat comments indicating what would be required. And I remember we went over this, we debated if this would be a major or minor action at that point in time. And this is the conclusion that we came with.
So can you just point out those requirements that would still need to be met, Mr. Rodenbeck?
I would have to go through the minor versus major submittal requirements. Okay. If we want to do that, I certainly can. I'll need to.
Well, let's go through the notice requirements.
Okay. So for a major, you'll need obviously ONC coordination, a copy of notification letter, and proof of first class mailing. Proof of email notice to affected neighborhood association representatives. You'll need the buffer map and list of property owners within 100 feet provided by the plan department and a copy of notifying letter and proof of first class mailing.
This is Ron Hensley. The only items that haven't been completed are a mailed notice and a buffer it would be three, four property owners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it is important that those property owners do receive notice. I also wanted to point out that I don't know if you've been here at the beginning of DRB for the last 3 weeks. I've been emphasizing that some agents, and you're one included, the template is showing that the meeting will be at Plaza del Sol, and we do not want to have that on the notice because we will not be meeting at Plaza del Sol until there are changes in the public health emergency orders. So we need you to notify people about the Zoom meeting, and that if you don't have the Zoom meeting details handy, you can refer them to the website where they can find the Zoom invite details from the DRB website that includes the agenda and is posted by Friday of the meeting prior.
Madam Chair, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to point out regarding fees that there is a difference between a minor action and a major action as well. That a major action is, a minor action is $300 plus $75 per lot, while a major action is $815 plus $20 per lot, plus $95 per intersection. That's for the preliminary plat. The final plat submission is just a flat $125. But I do want to point out that there is a fee difference for those two types of applications as well.
And I'm sorry, Madam Chair, this is Maggie Gould. One more thing. We also have The IDO updates for 2019 were approved and went into effect on Monday, and there are notice requirements that have changed somewhat, including that you have to use our city templates, and those are available on our website.
This is Ron Hensley. Unfortunately, the templates haven't been updated yet.
I'll send out a link. Our application forms haven't been updated, but we do have updated templates.
Okay. We have deferred items that, I need to correct the infrastructure list. And I don't have an issue with sending out the additional notices, email and mail. And I think we could defer this to the 18th and still get there.
Madam Chair, this is Maggie Gould. We would not have time to advertise it by the 18th.
Okay.
Part of those fees pay for a nice ad in the Albuquerque Journal, which we need to do. So I just want to clarify for Mr. Hensley, because I know this is kind of is absorbing a lot. So how would we properly transition an application that is submitted as a minor into something that's a major? Do we need to, Ms. Sanchez, maybe you can help us, but does it need to be withdrawn as what it is? Does it need to be somehow, I don't think I've done one of these before where it's transformed from a minor application to a major application. And then, as Mr. Rodenbeck was pointing out, the fees would change. And some of this does affect him bridging from rules that were in effect prior to Monday to rules that are in effect today. I don't think those rules are going to change things too much for this, but maybe just a little bit on the notice. Ms. Sanchez, do you have any suggestions?
Madam Chair, this is Shahabi Azhar, if I may. So
sure.
Technically, the board cannot approve a minor plat. So I would say that we are denying a minor plat because it was I guess we have to revise the application and submit an application for a major plat submittal. And then I don't know if this would be a deferred item. It will be a new application, basically, but the project number will probably remain the same.
Ms. Sanchez, do you have any thoughts?
Nicole Sanchez, I'm not sure if there's any new provisions in the IDO regarding notice on this issue. So I would be curious to look at that provision, unless staff has a comment on that. Otherwise, is this deemed a complete application for a major plat, a major action?
That's a really good question. I think it's not deemed complete because it is the wrong application for the situation. And furthermore, because of that, it doesn't have the proper notice. So
in that case, this is Nicole Sanchez. In that case, if the application is not deemed complete as a major action, then it will need to be a new application and it would be subject to the new IDO. So I would provide Mr. Hensley additional guidance on that.
Madam Chair, if I may clarify with Nicole, this is Shahabi Azhar. So this application actually is a minor application. So it's not even the right application to be considered deemed complete or not.
Would it be simpler and cleaner perhaps to have Mr. Hensley withdraw this application? And then we can transfer his fees paid to a new application that he would file for a major subdivision.
Madam Chair, this is Shahabi Azhar. I think that would be a very clean way of taking care of this issue.
This is Nicole Sanchez. I agree, it is clean. However, Mr. Henley does have a right to appeal if his application is denied. So I would ask Mr. Hensley his thoughts on whether he would rather have a vote of denial or to withdraw his application.
Okay, Mr. Hensley, would you prefer, this is Chair Wolfley, would you prefer to withdraw your application or have us vote on it? And at this point, we're saying we wouldn't be able to likely approve it the way it is.
No, I understand. I can make the new application if we can credit the fees towards the new application. We'll see what hoops we have to jump through.
Okay. So can you state for the record that you are withdrawing the application for item 11 at this time?
This is Ron Hensley. At this time, I withdraw the application for PR 2020-003661, item number 11.
Okay. And we'll note for the record that we have agreed to credit the fees that were associated with this application to a new application that Mr. Hensley would file for this same parcel of land for a major subdivision. Okay, and we don't need to vote on that because the applicant has the right to withdraw at any time they choose. Correct, Ms. Sanchez? Okay.
Ron Hensley, I would ask that the links and appropriate new forms and such be forwarded, or let me know who to request from.
We can do that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is Jay Rodenbach. I was just going to say, I'll get those forms to you, Mr. Hensley.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Yazar. I just wanted to let Mr. Hensley know that if once you make your new application, make sure you let our staff know, because our staff who take the applications will not know that you're being credited for the previous submittal. If you could let them know when they're figuring out their fees, and then Jay or Maggie could confirm with them that that's what you're doing.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hensley, for your good attitude. I know it's complicated, but we did try to signal that at sketch plat, but we'll get there, okay? We will get there.
Thank you, I understand. All right.
Okay. Now we are on sketch plats, and this is item number 12, PR 2020-4604, sketch plat PS 2020-103 for Titan Development at the northwest corner of Holly Avenue and Ventura Street. And the agent is Jesus Lopez. And I did see him in the room earlier. Oh, there you are. Okay. Are you with us, Mr. Lopez? He's given up hope.
Madam Hi. Chair, this Can is Brian hear me? Patterson.
At oh, Brian Patterson. Okay.
I think Jesus just jumped on as well.
Yes. Is that right? Sorry about that. Yeah, this is okay. Jesus Lopez. Sorry about that. I was muted on here.
No, it's understandable. We're glad that people can do something else while they're waiting for their item to come up. So this works in that regard. Mr. Lopez or whomever else, do you want to just give us a little bit of an overview of what you are inquiring about for this property?
Sure. So we're looking at the northwest corner of Holly and Ventura. This sketch plat submittal is in support of a apartment complex development, and we're proposing the removal or the elimination of some lot lines to consolidate these four lots into one, and then some right-of-way dedication as well. And then on the application or on the sketch plat, we submitted proposed road cross sections that are matching the approach streets, just to try and keep that all the same. So.
Okay, thank you. Let's go ahead and get board comments. Water Authority.
This is David Terrace, the Water Authority. Please request an availability statement online. Please include all fire marshal requirements in the request. Pro rata is owed for the three east lots, for lots 17, 18, and 19 in the amount of $26,066.30. That'll be required for final plat approval. There's an existing public sanitary and sewer water line along Holly and Ventura, so there's existing infrastructure available. Thank you very much.
Hey, David, this is Brian Patterson at Titan. A question on the pro rata. Is there a way to figure out what public infrastructure was built that we're paying the pro rata on?
This is David. Yes, I can. If you shoot me an email, I can give you that information.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. And just to be clear, we're only commenting right now on consolidating the lots, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they've indicated to us in their letter that their intention is to build some luxury apartments, so it doesn't hurt to give any guidance you see at the moment on that as well.
Okay. I had not conducted a full review for the apartments. I just wanted to let that be known.
Okay.
So my apologies for that. I just saw the consolidation. So at this point, code enforcement has no comment.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Somerville with Parks and Recreation. Ventura and Holly are major collectors which require street trees if development is applicable per IDO section 56B. So from what I can tell, it does appear that would apply. But that's not required for the that's just for note, depending on your future application.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology will need an approved grading and drainage plan prior to plat approval and or site plan for building permit approval. An infrastructure list will also be required for preliminary plat or site plan. Please note that this site falls within the North Albuquerque Acres drainage master plan area, and the property has an allowable discharge rate of 3.93 CFS per acre.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Armijo. Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I've reviewed the cross sections and recommended right-of-way dedication for Holly and Ventura, which seems good for this site. However, you're also working on a safety study to determine any other improvements just based on the number of conflict movements and congestion in this area, which causes some safety concerns. Also, all the roadway improvements are to be included on an infrastructure list along with sidewalks. Sidewalks shall be provided along frontage, and width shall be determined according to roadway classification. As was discussed in previous meetings, we're not wanting that access off of Ventura, especially with the gated access there. We are recommending two access points off of Holly instead. And also more recent discussions with the city engineer and with DMD on the best path to move forward with this area is to explore the possibility of constructing a roundabout at Holly and Ventura. And for moving forward, we would need obviously some additional right-of-way dedication on that northwest corner of that intersection if that were to move forward. But that would need to be studied as part of the safety study to make sure that that would work for this area. Thank you.
Hey, Gene, this is Brian at Titan. Hopefully you saw my email response back to you yesterday. I think it'd probably be appropriate to set up an additional meeting with you and DMD to discuss the Ventura access. I know when we initially met in January, we kind of given the preliminary green light to have that access point. I've got some concerns myself on why I think it's more appropriate to have it there versus Ventura. But as we are item number 12 at DRB, and I'm sure the rest of the board does not want to get sucked into this as they're supposed to be done. Maybe we can set up a follow-up call later this week.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Yazar. I was going to share a quick a sketch that DMV shared with us. And so I was going to let the applicant or Titan know.
Okay.
If I may, real quick. So this is something that I did receive from DMD, and you know, they were looking at a possible roundabout in this area. So we were just gonna let you know that, you know, this is something that we were looking at possible, because we do have issues at this intersection, and this is something that DMD was suggesting as far as improvements.
This is Brian at Titan. So Shahab, as you are aware, the building at this intersection to the northeast, that property is fully developed. It's different than the aerial we're looking at.
That is correct.
I don't know how they would be able to dedicate any additional right of way as well. It looks like it clips into Trader Joe's property. So, again, you know, I know we've done a preliminary impact trip generation, what's going on really for the DOT and their intersection off of Paseo and Ventura, and the impact was less than 1%, pretty minimal in my opinion. You know, based on that, as we've discussed previously, there is no, based on our trips, we does not meet the threshold for a traffic study. But per discussions with yourself, as well as more importantly, the neighbors, we've agreed to do that, and we will do that. I just, as much as I do support roundabouts, and I think they are great, I just don't see how this physically could work at this location.
I think this is Shahab Yazar. So I kind of agree with you with what DMV sent. I mean, this is preliminary for what they sent. I just told them that building just was recently built. It's a dental office off of Holly and Ventura. I mean, I think there's also still is a possibility of doing a roundabout and maybe shifting that circle around a little bit and maybe looking at a different diameter. But we like to explore those options, and DMD offered to help with the, you know, right-of-way dedication and notifying the property owners if that's the way we were going to go. So they said that they'll help you guys with the, you know, with the processing those right-of-way dedication if you were able to place a roundabout there. But, you know, like I said, we'll probably have to have more discussions and include DMD. And I just wanted to bring this up, you know, so in case you guys could look into it and see if there's a possibility of you know, putting a roundabout in that area.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's. Do you have any other questions, Mr. Patterson?
I do not. If we could follow up, Gene, later this week, I'd love to continue this dialogue as the access off of Ventura proposed improvements. We're trying to get this site plan nailed down. We have made our neighborhood notifications and are anticipating to have a facilitated meeting here in the next 30 days. We've already met with the neighbors 6 to 8 times, different groups. So we just want to kind of get this thing nailed down, the site plan. So understanding access and what could be required by the city is be very important to nail down here in the next week or so.
Thank you. Yeah, this is Jane Wolfenberger. Yes, we'll need to have more discussions between us and Shahab and as well as DMD to help move this forward. Thanks.
Okay, thank you all. Let's go to planning.
This is Maggie Gould. Planning had standard site plan comments about how to do future submittals and what how the plat needs to be presented. And then basically, you know, future development would per the underlying zoning. And then again, noting that the IDO updates went into effect on Monday.
Thank you.
This is Chair Wolfley, and on that note, Ms. Golden team, application team, anyone out there, so you, I would assume you're aware that this to me does trigger, would trigger the edge buffer requirements, and they've slightly changed since Monday. Okay, so you're fully aware of that.
Yeah, we've addressed that with the setbacks and the buffers.
Okay, it did look like, yeah, it did look like in your sketch that you likely had something there. So,
correct.
Okay. Any additional questions you have for the board?
No, I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you. It's always smart to do a sketch plat, so
yes.
Appreciate that. Okay, thank you, and thanks for your patience waiting for us to get to you this morning, and we'll probably see you back.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Our last item of business are the action sheet minutes from October 28th, 2020. Is hopefully you've all reviewed those, and I'll entertain a motion for approval of those minutes, or if there's a need for any corrections.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to approve the action sheet minutes from the last meeting.
Yeah, which is October 28th. I need a second.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority, a second.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you, David. Please vote.
David Gutierrez, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote to approve the action sheet minutes of October 28th, 2020. Thanks to Angela. All right. DRB is adjourned at 12:25 p.m.